We're going to study the sixth Pritzadik, the sixth Mama of Pritzadik for Parshas Naso. We're going to begin on page Pehe in this edition, left-hand column, about one-third of the way down the column, the second word on the line, V'acharei zeh ba Parshas Nazir. The progression of the Parsha is all about how we are supposed to be tahar, and so the Tzeruah and the Zav are going to be asked to leave the Machaneh. Then we have the case of Gezel Hager, and that's the case of where the Torah says how you do Teshuvah v'Svada, teaching us that there's Tikkun, if we have to, after an Aveira. And then comes Parshas Sota, and now Parshas Nazir. And again, it's all about telling us that, yes, we have human frailties, but then we have the ability with mitzvahs of the Torah to address those frailties and to overcome them. V'acharei zeh bo Parshas Nazir. Shehu inyan kadesh atzmacha b'mutalcha. A person who fears the influence of wine may take on for himself the prohibition of wine. But it's not as if he has to. Nobody has to. Everybody's allowed to drink wine and beer and liquor. But if you feel that you have weaknesses, such that with such weaknesses you might be tempted, especially under the influence, to have something less than perfect behavior, so then, kadesh atzmacha, make yourself holy, b'mutalucha, by taking that which is mutter to you, and eschewing it, and making it, at least temporarily, something you will not have, something you will not enjoy. Ukamram, as Chazal say, the juxtaposition of Parshas Nazir right after the Sota is because Haroi said to Bikulkula, Yazir atzmachoy min hayayin. Somebody who has seen a Sota Bikulkula, why would somebody see that? Why would they happen to be in the Beis HaMikdash on that unusual moment, at that unusual moment when someone, when some woman is questioned as to whether she's gone astray? If he sees this, it's because he has to think, perhaps I too have certain weaknesses, and therefore if we have certain weaknesses, we should be very careful and take upon ourselves to be nazir, meaning to watch and circumscribe ourselves with a boundary line, all kinds of boundary lines. The boundary line of not having wine is just one of the boundary lines. But to have boundary lines and to have limits and to set up structure in our lives and guide ourselves wisely and intelligently and carefully, this is all very important. B'yichud is particularly important b'mei habachrus, in youth, in our younger years, k'mei shenemar. As the pasuk says in Amos, v'akum mibneichem l'neviim, umibachureichem l'nezirim, the Navi says. From amongst your young, we have nezirim. So dafka, oz nitztrach la'asos gedarim la'atzmei. We have the need to take ourselves and give ourselves structure and give ourselves and impose upon ourselves limits so we can be intelligent and remain so and not lose ourselves and keep our way and find our way, chas v'shalom, without unnecessarily losing our way and making great and grave mistakes. Now, this is a very deep idea. The idea of recognizing what you have potentially as one of your weaknesses in a particular area of life and addressing it. And he says a profound thing about the words of the Torah. V'al zeh nemar ish o isha ki yafli lindor neder nazir lahazir l'Hashem. So all of those words are pretty common. Neder is a vow, lahazir, to become a nazir, and nazir means to create a boundary around. But what is this lahafli? So he explains. Ki lefa'amim ein rishoy. Sometimes the Torah is telling us ki, if you do this, because you necessarily do it under certain circumstances, but you shouldn't rely upon it, and you certainly shouldn't unnecessarily prohibit things which the Torah says are permitted. V'nikra chayte, if you do it incorrectly, you're considered to be a sinner. K'meisha amru, shenazir chayte hu, shetzir atzmei min hayayin, tzachet. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the fruit of a vine, then we should enjoy it. And if you can't, then that itself is a chet. So therefore, we have to have all of the very correct kavanos and ideas and ideals. It has to be that one chooses to become a nazir, but only for the right reasons and in the right way. As it says in Yerushalmi, Leidayecha b'masha asru Torah, not enough the various yisurim in the Torah, el sha'ata oisru alecha dvarim acherim, you have to prohibit even more? That's not what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. Amnam, however, mi shemargish ba'atzmai, someone who senses honestly, with all honesty and with all good efforts to live a proper life, having already not completely succeeded, and he is margish and he senses ba'atzmai in him or herself shehu tzaruch lazeh, ke'inyin ha'nazir shel Shimon HaTzadik, the famous case of the nazir of Shimon HaTzadik in the Gemara Nedarim, where he says famously, I don't partake of the korbanos of the nazir when they finish their 30 or so many days of naziris. I don't partake of those korbanos because maybe they shouldn't have become a nazir. Shimon HaTzadik said this. But there was this one nazir, beautiful, handsome young nazir, came to cut his hair off at the end of his naziris, and he asked him, why? And he said, I became a nazir because I one day looked in, saw my reflection in a pool of water, and I said, wow, my God, you are striking like the sun, aren't you? And then I said to myself, how can I say that? How can I revel and celebrate my physical beauty when I'm just like everyone else and I'm going to end up in the earth and worms will take me over and eat me? What? How could I have said such a thing? How could I have thought that way? So he says, I'm going to shave my hair. I'm going to let it grow. And then I'm going to come as a nazir and I will become a better person through the process. Shimon HaTzadik heard this and was so impressed. Sh'amar Alav, Shimon HaTzadik said about this man, Kamocha, Yirbu Noizve Nizirites Be Yisrael. V'alav, he said to the person, he actually said it to V'alacha, Amar Akasav Ish Kiafli. It's you, you're the right kind of Nazir. Means you have to have a real understanding of what Nazirus is, a real understanding of your place in Hashem's world, a real understanding of the Mitzvah Satorah, and where you might be weaker than you should be in Mitzvah Satorah, now make a pledge. It's not something you do offhandedly. It's something done with tremendous amount of thought and contemplation, and deep understanding of the will of the Torah and the guidance of the mitzvahs. The Tevas Pele, the word Pele, reveals just how deep the reflection of the person who becomes a Nazir has to be. Yesh ba shnei mashma'os, it has two understandings at the same time, if not more. Aleph, meloshon niflo v'nelam. Number one, a pele means something wondrous. In modern Hebrew, when you say nifla, it's a way of saying, it's like, it's from another world, it's from another planet. Meaning it's hard to just humanly describe it and put it into words. It's something beyond our typical world, something that is an accomplishment and involves greatness that's almost superhuman. And it's nelam. It's something hidden. It's not easily accessed. V'gam mashmaos hisgalus umafurish. At the same time, the same word, kiafli, means to express something, to express a vow. You know, you can't think a nazirus or a neder. You must articulate it. So we have, for instance, in Parshas Bechukosai, in Erchin, the Torah says, Ish kiyafli neder be'erkecha nefashos l'Hashem. On our pasuk, Ish kiyafli, Targum Unklus says, Arei yeforesh, if you articulate, verbally express, which interestingly is the opposite of something hidden. And that's exactly what Rav Tzadik is getting at. So on the one hand, it's something hidden and something mystical and something so holy and otherworldly, but you express it, you're able to express it. You're able to conjure up the right understanding of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and therefore you resort correctly to the Nazirus. So the Mashma'us is also his galus and mefurish, something that's mefurish, something that's expressed clearly. Kenyan, as the Gemara Nedarim Chafalev talks about, Lainitin Nazirus Ela LaHaflo. The whole point of Nazirus and Nedarim is Haflo, meaning you have to express it and articulate it correctly. And then there's a discussion about katan hayudea lahaflos. If a child is already almost bar mitzvah, almost bas mitzvah, and they know what they're saying, they're called yodea lahaflos, meaning they know how to express their desire correctly and intelligently, and then the nether is binding, even though they're not yet bar mitzvah. So you see that hafle and pele, on the one hand, means something wondrous, and it also means something expressed, articulated. V'yuvin zeh, al derech amram, we understand this, as Chazal said in Kuf Lamed Ches, Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Ches, on the Pasuk, Hinini Yosef lahafliya sa'am hazeh, hafle v'fele. V'avda chachmas chachamav, ubinas nevainov tistater. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to strike at the Jewish people with something that's hafle v'fele. And as a result, the chachamim will lose their wisdom, the wise men and understanding, tistater will be hidden. It means that Torah will not be learned, it'll be forgotten. But that's after we understand what the pasuk means. The Gemara says as follows, Haflo zo, eini yodea mahu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to be mafli, I'm going to do something that's very mafli. We don't know what it means. What kind of pella? Something wondrous, something powerful. Of what nature? Eni yodea mahu, kishu oime v'avda chachmas chachamav and binas nevonav. Oh, if you're telling me that people who should be, otherwise would be wise and understanding, and that's lost, hevi b'haflo shel terdem medaber. So the Gemara there says, now I understand that what the Pasuk is saying is that times will come and the stress of the darkness of Galus is going to cause us to lose our knowledge and lose our understanding of Torah, and it'll be compromised, and it'll be have to be worked at and sought after with great efforts to be retrieved. So, again, what is it saying? It's saying that the Torah and the mitzvos are called hafle, and when they're lost, they are hafle v'fele. Hainu mashmos kefel haloshen. The idea of saying, I'm going to be mafli ha'amazeh, hafle v'fele, means that the ployim, the wondrous Torah, will become hidden. It'll be the hafla of the pella. Hainu shi'iyah nistar v'nele me'nehem. Ha'oimek v'hapliya shal chachmas ha'tera. The depth and the wondrousness of Torah will not be apparent. It'll be very distant, far, far away from you. And you'll have to struggle in the darkness to try to obtain it once again. That's what's being said. But Kan, in our pasuk, where it just says ki yafli, nirmaz b'teves ki yafli shnei mashmaos hanichtovim l'el. It means both expressing something that's wondrous, but knowing that it's wondrous. It's not lost from this person. This person knows the value of Torah, knows the value of mitzvot, appreciates them so deeply and so earnestly and sincerely that he says, I'm going to take upon myself some extra measure in order to gain clarity in my fulfillment of the mitzvahs and purity in my fulfillment of the mitzvahs. Hainu, shiyeh nigla umefayrish lefanov, ha-pele v'ha-oimek shel koyach chochmas ha-Torah. He says a unique and novel explanation. Ish kiyafli means he will have a grasp on the depth of Torah. He will have a grasp on the greatness of the mitzvahs. He will have a sense of the depth and importance of them, so much so that he says, if I can't do it perfectly, then let me at least become a nazir, and that will take me to the next level. And that's the point of ish kiyafli. It doesn't mean just something wondrous and fantastic because he's holy and separate and different from everybody else. That's simple pshat. And it doesn't just mean that he expresses it and he has to verbally express it. That's also a simple pshat. But rather it means kiyafli, he's going to become involved with the great secrets, and the greatness of the Torah will be appreciated by him with such passion and with such feeling and depth that he says, my next step can be achieved only if I go even beyond what's the minimum called for, and I will take upon myself kadesh atzmucha b'mutalucha, because he has such depth and such a sense of the profoundness of Torah, and he wants to get closer to it and observe it with even more intimacy. Ki bezman sha'adam margish b'nafshay shenitzrach liten geder b'nafshay be'ezi inyan. When a person says, I need to do more, I need to put up a gedder, I need to have a fence to protect myself so that I can perfect my way of doing a particular mitzvah and keeping within certain boundaries and keeping this seder and doing that properly and doing this mitzvah and coming to the shul on time and making my brachas correctly and doing the mitzvahs of Minad al-Chavero and conducting my business to the nth degree with the most scrupulousness and with the greatest measure of honesty, integrity, and Kiddush Hashem. Whatever it might be. So he says, I'm taking upon myself something a little more. If that's where he's at, he has come to the depth, he is beginning to reach that profound grasp of that issue of the Torah that he's dealing with. As we read in the Haftarah this week, that the Malach was mafli la'asas, was doing things of a wondrous nature. She'asa b'zeh davar pliya. He was creating something pliya, meaning something of great profundity. And that was the kind of nazirus he was setting up for and preparing Shimshon to have. U'b'zeh yuvan adin ha'muva b'shulchan aruch. He says a fascinating thing now about a very difficult sifkaten in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, Reish Yud-Dalet, talks about people who take upon themselves something that is completely mutar, but they make it asr and they do it for the right reason. They understand why. So there are people who fast many days in Elul before Rosh Hashanah, not just Erev Rosh Hashanah, but earlier before that. And then there are people who fast during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, leading up to Yom Kippur. And there, that's just being an example, if it's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, apparently that someone might have to one year not do exactly as he had planned. So if a person is not feeling well and he's sick, so of course, then he doesn't need a hatara. He doesn't have to do hatara because he only took upon himself to do these fasts if he's well, with the understanding that if he's, God forbid, not well, he's not obligated. Then there is a Yesh Ayimrim that says that for everybody else, for a person who is well and has traditionally taken upon himself these fasts, he must fast, and there's no hatara. That's it. He's stuck for the rest of his life. Rest of his life. The words in the Shulchan Aruch are that he has taken upon himself something which can now, in his case, be construed as a mitzvah satora. If it's a mitzvah satora, so it's not something that's just voluntary, which he can say, oh, I mistakenly took it upon myself. So he goes in front of a yachid mumcha, which we don't have anymore, or a bezdin of three, and he does a hataras nidarim. No, he can't do a hatar. It's an opinion based on the Tshuvas HaRashba. So he says, "B'zeh yuvin hadina muv b'shulchan aruch sheim ha'adam mekabel alav eizah davar shehiya alav ki'isa shel tera ein mo'il loy hatara." If a person takes upon himself something that will now have the power and strength of a mitzvah ha'Torah, then there is no ha'Torah. There is no way of abrogating and freeing himself from that obligation. Utumahu, and of course the Rishonim and Achronim wonder about this opinion and question it. Utumahu alzeh, shehare alzeh gufa yuchal lishol. Let him go to a chacham and say, didn't I make a mistake? Can you help me find a way out? This ma'asha asar al atzmai ki isa shel tera. That he never should have taken upon himself this prohibition or this fast with that kind of stringency as if it were a mitzvah satera. Amnam, but no. Teichani inyan, the point is, kemay sheyesh koach b'sanhedrin v'chach mehadayres la'asis geder usyog al klal Yisrael. Just as it is the prerogative of the Chachamim, and as was the prerogative of the Sanhedrin, to create gzeros that are going to boundary us such that we will not make mistakes. And once that's a rabbinic boundary, mukhtze is on Shabbos, is a rabbinic boundary. Shalayoyil alzeh shum hatara. There's no hatara that can allow us out of those strictures, because those are gzeros drabanon to protect us, and there's no way to get ourselves out. Shazehu ikur koyach Torah shebal peh. That's the whole point of Torah shebal peh given to the Chachamim. Create those laws as you need to protect all of Jewish life. As is the right of those who lead a city to create those fences and those rules that the people of the city will have to be bound by in order to make sure that normative life a normative Jewish life can unfold successfully and correctly and religiously. So to an individual, when he sees this is what I need, this is what I need to structure and direct myself correctly, to keep in the holy bounds, not just permissible, but holy bounds of what the Torah means when it says, and how I can and should be living. The individual has the ability to create upon and around himself this geder, like it's an Isser of Torah, like it's a Torah prohibition. So what he means is, I need it to be as forcefully lived and forcefully fulfilled and not circumvented, as if it were a mitzvah of the Torah itself. And if that's what he meant to begin with, then there's no HaTorah. This is what a Nazir is doing. He's creating something that can help him and guide him and protect him, and he understands it with such depth and profundity of what the will of God is. And that's why it's called Kiyafli. He is a part of something wondrous. It doesn't just mean that it's difficult to understand or that it's different from what typical people do. So he does something special. That's a Pella. It's deeper than that. It's like the Pella, as Amos means, when he says, I'm going to bring about Haflei Vafela, meaning the Hafla of the Hafla. Something that's wondrous, and if it's, of course, too esoteric or too difficult, it becomes forgotten, as the Pasuk says, Va'avda Chachmas Chachamav, but here when it says Ish Kiyafli, it means that the person is going to become so special. When a person sees this is what he or she needs, he has apparently arrived near that full understanding or near that sense of how divine and wondrous the mitzvah is and how holy it is and how it is so profoundly going to shape and make a great man or woman out of him or her when they make sure to fulfill it to the greatest guarantee and to the greatest degree by taking on the neder, the nazirus. Therefore, because a person is able to create an Isser, so that's a remez, it's a hint to the fact that we all have a certain power vested in us, that is the power of doing and living, actively creating the Torah Shebal Peh, Kidibarnu, or Kidvarenu Hanichtovim Lael. Shezehu Iker Koyach HaChachamim Lasis Gedarim Musyogim. That's the whole point that Chachamim have. That's their power to create a fence, to create gzeros and fences and guidelines. Letzerech HaShah, as might temporarily be needed. V'yesh Lahem Koyach. They have the Koyach Chachamim do Kiguf HaTorah. Like it is a part and parcel, a mainstay of the ingredients of Jewish life. To say, I need to be extra careful. That's part of Torah Shebal Peh. The Torah here hints to it. The Torah here is making it possible and saying how important it is and how desirable it is. And Rav Tzadik is saying, Kiyafli. That ultimately, Kiyafli. This is a creation of something that brings a person bonded to, Hafla, to something that is the most wondrous and deep understanding and appreciation of what that mitzvah satorah and what the will of Hashem might be. So much so, he's so close to it that he's able to say, what I need to do next is take it just one step farther. And he does, or she does. And that's what kiyafli means. It doesn't just mean that it's something different or separating himself or herself from it, but rather it's a grasp of its wondrousness and of its otherworldliness and his success through his nazirus to become a part of it.